cameras in the suits. Well, Eric Cohen didn't mention this to us, and I had to pay Emily Tucker and Lisa Cook and Stephanie Ellis a lot of money for this report. And furthermore, Bob Young, one of our colleagues who isn't here, he said to me that this speech is my name for the, you know, shamelessness and the unscrupulous act of doling out cash. So first, I'd like to say congratulations again to the graduates and their families and loved ones. This event today is a symbol of all the hard work you've done up to this point, as well as the sustained commitment to many significant others to your success. And as Paul was mentioning, as a faculty in a department, we're very happy for each of the graduates and proud of their accomplishments. For many years now, they've brought a lot of life and enthusiasm to our hallways, and we're very excited to see them take the next steps in terms of career and education and family. Over the years, I've attended a number of graduations from the department and from the university. And in general, the speakers attempt to provide some words of wisdom for the graduates. And I'm going to try to do this, but one of the concerns that I always have is that for each of us, the formulas that we use for success in our life, as well as those principles, they vary and they change over time. And so I'll try to identify some that I think are generally applicable. Most of us have some foundational ethical principles by which we live our lives, right, wrong, how to treat other people fairly, and how to manage risks. The principles that we have constrain our approach to life, and they bound the set of actions that we exhibit. A lot of our students have tremendous personality, and personality is the expression of their behaviors. So just like your formulas of life or your principles of character, they will change over time. And what happens for us is that we relax and we tighten the boundaries of what we consider to be fair treatment of others, and these changes can have a tremendous impact on our interaction. So what I'm saying is that in addition to the education that we're recognizing our students here for today, that the life formula and principles of character drive the degree of success that they achieve, and I think many of them are well aware of that at this point through their educational career. So with this in mind, I want to identify a few general principles of interaction that I think might be useful for where many of them are headed after graduation. And I'll caveat that the folks here today, the parents, the grandparents, the loved ones, are probably in a far better position to give advice with respect to how to lead your lives than I am. And I hope that you're able to take advantage of the wisdom that they have for you. So I've got a few here that I wanted to mention. So first off, try not to take yourselves too seriously. Right? This is one of my major issues. So you'll never make all the right decisions. So when I look in the rearview mirror, I think that many of us would say that we've had a small set of okay decisions where the better alternative was completely obvious, and we've had a huge set of near misses, and we're lucky to survive those. Well, that's certainly my case. And so, if you're expected to lead a team, which many of you will in the future, perform some tasks, and you don't know what you're doing, it's best to admit it and to ask others for help. Knowing when to reveal your limitations is a sign of intelligence, and it's an act of humility. It can also be educational if you can rely on others for advice. And furthermore, it gives others the opportunity to feel that they can do something for you. We all experience this. We all might help other people. Giving others a chance to do that is a good thing. So that's the first principle. The second one, and so I've got two opposing principles here. One is, in the case of failure, what should we do? Well, there's been many failures that have occurred throughout career and through education, and you have to try to deal with those effectively and use them to your advantage. So first off, reflect on what went wrong and why it went wrong, and ask for feedback. Determine how you would change your approach the next time for success. The issue is that if you don't attempt to reflect and to understand why a failure occurred, your behavior is an open loop process. And so when we think of system state theory, essentially there's no error feedback, and if you exhibit the same behavior in the future, you're only pushing the limits of the system further. So reflect on the outcomes of your actions. Opposite to this, in the case of success, we all should document our approach and project the future. What are the fundamental steps in the method that you chose in the process? And what's the timing of your actions and the magnitude of your response to others? Furthermore, oftentimes we don't pause to ask what success means, in terms of our activities in life, and what it will do for us in the future. The other thing is that when you do have success, it's important to celebrate your victories. They're often few and far between. Being able to enjoy your success can lead to happiness in your life. So these are These are two opposing principles that I think are quite useful. Another one that I want to identify with the graduates is try to maintain situational awareness as much as possible. So one of the issues that we run into is just as you adjust over life, your overarching life formula to contextual factors, your day-to-day actions should reflect your situation. One of the things that I think we all find is that it's very hard to be considerate always of other people's circumstances in terms of our behavior. And unfortunately, we're self-centered by nature. If you consider our anatomy, we look out at the world, we don't look in on ourselves. So we're egocentric in terms of our orientation. The key point here is that we need to make an effort to understand the constraints of our environment and the position of another person before making demands. And this actually can go a long way in terms of success of our interaction as well as how people will treat us in the future. So maintain situational awareness. This is another important one. So try to develop a thick skin. I think the department head that worked at Mississippi State for Larry Brown used to tell me that it takes many years to develop a thick hide, but eventually things just start to slide off your back and focus on those things that are important. So you won't be questioned in your life about your beliefs and your actions, and you may even be criticized for the things that you do, and certainly this may have happened already. So the sooner you develop a thick skin to withstand personal affronts and to respond in a calm, cool, collected manner, which I often don't do, the more success you're likely to have in getting things to go your way. So acknowledge your limitations, but have confidence and strength to say why you think the way that you do it to justify your position. The important thing is that even if you don't win the battle or two battles, you'll still be respected for being forthright and reasoned. Continuing, sixth principle, try to be efficient with people, be efficient with your work. So people need fairness, they need understanding, usually beyond your own condition or your circumstances, you might imagine. And learning to understand the needs of others and to show compassion will make them more willing to help you. Take the time to listen, and this may help you achieve situational awareness for effective decision making in different environments. Okay. So then there's some additional ones that I think are more related to accomplishments and work. Be proud of your accomplishments, for example, your degree today, and the impact that you have on others. So I'm going to tell you a brief story here. I have a close friend who was working for Sea Ray Boat Corporation in Maryland, Florida. Many of you might know Sea Ray Boat. They make a wide range of boats, from small ones all the way up to huge lap yachts. And she was working as a quality control engineer in the company's yacht production division. And she used to send me these pictures of these incredible boats that were 55, 60 feet after they come off the production line. And even though she was working from 6 a.m. to 5:30, 6 days a week without overtime pay, she said it made her happy to see the boats placed in the river to the ocean next to the plant, and for the crew to take the boat to the customer. Recently, Sea Ray decided to close that yacht production facility, and she lost her job. So she started to search for other work within the area. And she received an offer for an industrial engineering position with a large regional hospital system in Melbourne, Florida. They wanted to work 6 days a week, 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. The job was to involve improving the efficiency of the emergency room units for a huge hospital in order to handle more patients. My friend is so excited about her new position and the chance to be part of saving lives through her work. So in each case, this person was very, very proud of her accomplishments. It's from manufacturing luxury yachts all the way to saving lives through emergency room. She was proud of the things that she's done. And so I hope that throughout your lives, after graduation, you can be very proud of your accomplishments and take stock of them as to what they mean with respect to others. The last principle that I want to convey is never forget where you came from and be proud of it. The events of our lives shape us into who we are, and some of us have had very humble beginnings. I don't think that there's many here in the department that know that the first house that I lived in, my father actually converted it from a cow barn, manure and all. And my mother's father thought that my father was crazy and that she made a mistake in marrying him. Someday we all get on the same playing field. And sharing your origins with others may give an insight into how you achieved your success and encourage them to find their own pathway to their goals. So keep in mind where you come from and be open and sharing that with others. With these principles in mind, this is just a small set that I think might have some utility. The final point that I want to make is that I don't think that anyone should attempt to hide their life formula or the principles of behavior that they've developed, of course, unless they're detrimental to personal or public safety. So repressing your beliefs means that you're not being true to yourself, and this can, of course, lead to stress and anxiety and resentment of others that might have an opposing opinion. So having strength to be true to your formula or your principles or your actions in the face of challenge is a demonstration of character. And so I think that we all need to think deeply about what we believe and why we believe it. We need to be able to explain our beliefs to others and how they motivate our decisions. Even if people don't agree with you, they will respect you for your strength and character. So, in closing, I hope that all the graduates have found their education through our department and through NC State to be thorough and potentially useful for their career, for a career in industrial engineering or other disciplines. And I also hope that some of the thoughts that I relayed here might resonate with you and be useful. I want to wish all graduates the very best in the next steps that they take, as well as their families. And so, with that, I'd like to ask the audience one question. Are you ready for the diplomas? Thank you.